people who share with you their strategies of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, today's guest clearly possesses a number of the common threads we see in our legends of success. First of all, Dick Van Patten never slows down. Measured by almost any standard, he has had more of a consistent career in the entertainment business than 99% of all of his peers. And one of the most notable roles was starring in the TV series, Eight is Enough. But his career spans way beyond that to literally hundreds of television, film roles, appearances, and ever since he was a young child actor, he has not slowed down. Well, today we're going to get a behind-the-scenes story of what his life has been like and what is he up to today. He's got some new things going on. Let's welcome today's guest, Dick Van Patten. Dick, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you, John. It's a great show. I listen to it all the time. I really appreciate being on it.
I led into everyone has to know your name, your household name. That's obvious. And what's been bothering me, and I wanted to level with you here, is that with such a successful career, I need to dispel a rumor up front that's been bugging me a little. There's some rumors coming out of Hollywood that you've actually been spotted several times eating dog food.
Now, yeah, you're right. Those rumors are correct.
Well, what's up, Dick? What's going on here?
It sounds like I've gone to the dogs. What happened was I started as a child actor. My mother was a real stage mother in New York.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 7 years old, you had to be seven to be on the stage.
Right.
But before I was seven, I was a child model for John Robert Powers from the time I was four. And then my stage mother, very aggressive stage mother, thank God, because I've had a great life because of her. Then as soon as I was seven, she took me up and down Broadway to all the casting directors and agents and producers and got a lot of doors slammed in the face. And she finally got me into a Broadway show. In 1936, I played Melvin Douglas' son in a play called Tapestry in Gray. And then I just went from one play to another as a kid actor. I was in 27 shows on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going strong ever since.
But
I've been very, very lucky. But then,
yes,
here's how I went to the dogs.
Well, I've got to hear this.
Okay. In 1989,
yes,
I was on the, remember the talk show?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, the talk show.
Yeah.
Well, I was on the show, and they broke for lunch. And I happened to sit next to the drummer, one of the guys in the band, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to talk, and he told me that he rescues dogs and cats. And I said, oh, gee, I love animals, too. I've always tried to rescue animals. In fact, when I was a kid, I wanted to own a pet shop. And I had a whole menagerie in my house. Every week I would buy a different pet. I had horned toads. In those days, you could buy baby alligators.
Wow.
It was legal. I don't think it's legal anymore. But I had every kind of I had a whole room full of all kinds of animals. So I've always been that way. So he said, well, during the conversation, what a fluke this was when I think about it. He said, well, I think that they should have a holistic dog food. And in 1989, there was nothing like that. And so I said, well, I play tennis with this woman veterinarian. I'll mention it to her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I met this guy on the John Davidson show, and he was thinking that there should be a holistic, a health food for dogs and cats.
Now, do they have to chant to eat it?
No, but anyway, her eyes lit up. She said, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
She said, I could make up a formula where there's no byproducts, no corn, no soy, no white rice, just health food.
Mm.
And so anyway, she did. And it was not easy to get it on the market back in 1989, but we finally got it in L.A., and it did well, and then it went up to Seattle and San Diego. Now, of course, we're all over the world. And then Petco got a hold of us, and they put us. They tried us out in 25 of their stores, and it did real well. And now we're in all of their 625 stores all over the country, and Canada and Mexico, everywhere. But it's going through the roof.
That's fabulous.
Now, let me tell you.
Sure.
All those years, I heard my competitors saying, our food is so good, you can eat it. But I knew that wasn't true. You can't eat dog food. It's not made in a human plant. It's made in a plant where they just make pet food. It's not USDA-inspected meat. So I figured, why don't I come up with a food that you really can eat, you know? And so we make this food in a plant where they make human food. And it's called Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatables. and you can eat it with your dog.
Well, I've got a picture of you with a ladle and a bowl sharing a little snack with a pooch.
That's right, and it's very, very good. It's the best food, honest to God. So, people are a little leery about eating it, but they don't have to be because it's made with USDA-inspected meat. It's made in a plant where they make human food. So it's just like Irish stew. We have four different brands.
I love it.
We have Chinese takeout.
Yeah.
We have the hobo chicken, and we have the chicken dumplings, and then we have the Irish stew.
You know, you ought to call the Chinese takeout Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah, but right.
They'll take it from you.
Dog Chow.
But this is great. So the rumor is true. You actually have been spotted eating the dog food.
Yeah, I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and Jimmy Kimmel ate it on the show, and he loved it. He was really ate it. I ate it. It's very good. There's nothing bad with it.
Well,
there's more added minerals and vitamins in dog food than there is in regular food. Because animals have to have even more minerals and vitamins.
Now, I'd imagine when you're taking this much process to do a product like this, I mean, this has got to be a high-end product. This is not for your everyday dog buyer, dog food buyer. Am I correct, Dick?
Well, it is a little more expensive, but there's 3 ounces more. See, cans of dog food and the human food has to have 13 ounces in the can.
Mm-hmm.
So even though this is a little higher than regular dog food, you are getting 13 ounces instead of 10 ounces.
Well, I think it's fabulous. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this project, how well you're doing, where it's found. We actually had Brian Devine on.
From Petco.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a baseball fanatic.
Well, I know. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I got to know Brian fairly well, and I'm not blowing smoke here. He is not easy to convince to put a product on his shelf because I know of other manufacturers of different kinds of products who have called me and they said, I can't get through to this guy. He's tough.
No, he's been, we've proven to him that the product is good. You know, they tested us in 25 stores.
Well,
and if it didn't do well, then believe me, he wouldn't be having it.
Well, no question. My last count, I dug up, you're in 650 of their stores.
Wow, that's right.
That's doing
625, 650, that's even great.
Yeah, and you know some folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the legendary Dick Van Patten. Here's a guy that started out as a childhood actor. He had a mom that said, this is your goal. We're not going to stop until you're successful. And what a life you've had. Dick, do you ever remember a time in your life that you weren't working in the entertainment business? Can you recall a time?
I've been very, very lucky. I've never stopped working. I think I've probably done more acting jobs than any other actor. I really mean that because I've done 7 TV series, you know. Not just 8 is Enough. I did 6 series before 8 is Enough.
Oh, sure, sure.
And all those plays, and I've done 35 feature films, about 40 feature films now. And so I've worked all my life, and I'm very, very lucky, and I appreciate it because I know it's not easy. And I know there's a lot of wonderful, talented actors out there that can't even get an agent. So I know how lucky I am, you know.
Not only have you been lucky, we're going to go over some of those specifically. We have listeners that tune in to hear how did the Dick Van Pattens or the Estee Lauder family, how do they start out? What makes them different? What do you do? We're going to find that out because, let's face it, Dick Van Patten, folks, has worked more, like I said, than 99% of all of his peers. When we get back, we're going to find out exactly what has he done that's different. Obviously, he's got tenacity. And after all these years, what does it take to launch a business and get a new product on the shelf? He's got lots of behind-the-scenes secrets. We'll ask him about his friends Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke and more, all on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Stick around. We'll be back with more of Dick Van Patten right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider.